Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Worlds.
I came here to study.
To work.
To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
In February of this year, the Obama administration determined that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional and that the administration would no longer defend the Defense of Marriage Act in court. So far, it's immigrant couples who are seeing the most recent impact of this policy shift. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, and I'm with reporter Vaughn Diaz, who has written about this issue for Feet in Two Worlds. Vaughn, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, John.
Vaughn, some of the earliest test cases involve same-sex couples where one of the partners is an immigrant facing deportation and the other is a U.S. citizen.
Yes, John. So the most recent news is that Attorney General Eric Holder intervened on behalf of a gay immigrant in New Jersey who was slated for deportation. And his intervention prompted a judge in a separate same-sex immigration case in New Jersey to delay deportation proceedings. So Eric Holder's intervention seems to have created a chain reaction that may signal more concrete changes in the future for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender couples.
A little bit later, we're going to come back to the details of the Attorney General's intervention. But first, Vaughn, you spoke to a lesbian couple in Queens that was involved in one of the very first test cases of the Obama administration's new policy on the Defense of Marriage Act. Tell me about them.
Christine Ojeda is an American citizen of Mexican descent who came to New York from California. And Monica Alcoda is an Argentine immigrant. She came to the U.S. 10 years ago on a tourist visa and several years ago actually overstayed that visa.
And so she's undocumented.
So she's undocumented. And the couple met a couple of years ago, and after about a year, the couple decided that they wanted to take their relationship to the next level, and they decided to move in together. On the very day that Christina and Monica were going to move in together, Monica went up to Buffalo to help Christina bring down her things, and they traveled to New York on a Greyhound bus. And it was on that day, you know, when they were supposed to be having this very happy moment together as a couple, that they were faced with this really harsh reality.
So we were coming on the Greyhound bus with all my stuff when we were stopped in Rochester by the Border Patrol. It was horrible, you know, seeing how they took her and I couldn't do anything. And I mean, after everything that happened, they brought her to a detention center in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and I couldn't hug her. I could only see her through a glass and talk to her with the phone. And my God, it was horrible. And I don't know what was going to happen. I was scared. I was depressed. She was depressed. She was there 3 months. I mean, in a way, I felt like if she wouldn't have gone to help me bring my stuff, it wouldn't have happened. And so it was, yeah.
And ¿cómo fue esa experiencia para ti?
Yo creo que fue lo peor de mi vida.
What Monica says, you know, rather tearfully after she hears Christina retell the story of her being detained is that it's the worst thing that's ever happened to her.
It's obviously a very emotional time for Christina and Monica. They had this really difficult experience with Monica being detained. But then along comes President Obama saying that his administration's no longer going to defend the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act. And what was their response then?
Like you said, John, you know, this has been an incredibly strenuous, incredibly emotional time for both Christina and Monica. You know, it's been over a year since Monica was released from the detention center, and they feel extremely hopeful that something is going to change soon.
We feel more hopeful. She was the one that told me. And then I'm like, are you sure? Did you understand that right? I mean, because sometimes she doesn't understand things. I mean, like, completely. So, like, are you sure? So I went and I was like, what? I mean, I couldn't believe it. And so it reinforces, you know, everything, like the hope that we had since the beginning. And it just makes us, you know, see more light. You know, there was a little bit of light, but now it's bigger. And, you know, and we're positive that things, you know, are going to change. Because things need to change. I mean, it's ridiculous. Where are my rights? You know, I'm a U.S. citizen. I should be able to sponsor my spouse. You know, just because she's a female, I can't. If I was marrying a male, by now he probably would have had a green card. But it's not fair that as a married couple, we're not getting what we should be getting. So this news, you know, is like a sign that you know, we're moving forward.
¿Cómo te sientes con estas nuevas noticias?
Bueno, como poco dice ella, es una luz muy chiquitita al final, pero con esperanza que esperemos que crezca y se haga, que podamos vivir en paz y en libertad. Eso es lo que necesitamos y queremos.
Monica is really, you know, agreeing with Christina when she responds and saying that, you know, it's a very, very small light at the end of the tunnel, but it really gives them a lot of hope that that things are going to change.
So, Vaughn, in addition to the emotional roller coaster that Christina Ojeda and Monica Alcata are on, there is a lot of confusion about how the Obama administration's new policy is actually going to be applied. The administration itself has said different things at different times about how it's going to apply the policy. And members of Congress who support the Defense of Marriage Act have said that if the administration won't defend the law's constitutionality in court, they will defend it in court. So it's a very murky landscape that we're looking at right now.
Well, Attorney General Eric Holder's most recent decision marks the first time that he has made such a strong intervention on behalf of a gay couple. And basically what I understand is that in the case of Paul Wilson Dorman, a gay immigrant who is joined by a civil union to an American citizen in New Jersey, that the Attorney General has actually decided to intervene and ask an immigration judicial panel to reconsider this man's deportation. He's already slated for deportation. The couple was taking the next step to have a federal appeals court reconsider the deportation, and the Attorney General has actually stepped in and asked the initial immigration judicial panel to reconsider the case. Based on Paul Wilson Dorman's legal civil union to an American citizen and the, you know, the changing landscape for the Defense of Marriage Act, things could very well change for them after this recent decision.
Right after the Attorney General's decision in the Dorman case, there was another court decision that was influenced by his ruling.
Right, John. So on the same week as Holder's intervention, a New Jersey judge decided to delay deportation proceedings for Henry Volandia, who's a gay Venezuelan immigrant who's legally married to an American citizen. And some gay marriage advocates believe that Holder's intervention and the two separate judges' rulings to delay deportations for gay immigrants are a signal that the Obama administration is leaning towards extending marriage rights to same-sex couples.
And I wonder where that leaves the case of Christina Ojeda and Monica Alcota.
Christina and Monica, you know, like they said, are still feeling very hopeful. And after their court case, Monica's first deportation case in March, the judge granted Monica a 9-month extension so that she could apply for a green card. And so immediately following that, they've started the process of applying for a green card. But considering, you know, the flip-flop that just happened, you know, with Immigration Services saying that, oh, they would, you know, accept green card applications and then no, they wouldn't, the application is still in process, but they have absolutely no idea if it's going to be accepted.
Christina said that leaves her feeling very unsettled.
They're breaking apart our family. And how is the government going to do that? And so if I have to go to Argentina, then that means that I'm being exiled. I mean, and I don't understand why I have to leave my country, you know, just because I married her. And I don't want to leave my country. I don't want to go to Argentina. I mean, I know nothing about Argentina. And my life is here. My work is here. Everything. My family is here. My future, everything.
So what are the next steps in the case of Christina Ojeda and Monica Alcota?
I think that their next steps are really to wait on this green card application. You know, they are legally married in Connecticut. They, you know, they have an attorney actively working on their case. And so, you know, I think that like a lot of same-sex binational couples, they're waiting for the next surprise.
Vaughn, thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
Producers for this segment are Sarah Kate Kramer and Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Chad Bernhard. Visit the Feet in Two Worlds blog for news coverage, features, analysis, and podcasts by immigrant journalists. You can find us at news.feetintoworlds.org. Thanks for listening. I'm John Rudolph.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation and the Cyrus Fund. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Visit our website at news.feetintoworlds.org.